presbyter or priest in that church. Thus, Patrick was a third generation Christian.
他的父亲是当时凯尔特教会的一个执事，当时这个教会是罗马统治下的英国基督教会的主流教会。他的祖父是教会的长老，所以呢，帕特里克就是第三代基督徒。
The historical record reveals that he was a profoundly humble man. He was sensitive to the leading of the Lord, and he was fearlessly obedient to his calling, even to the point of death.
根据一些历史记录，圣帕特里克是一个极其谦卑的人，他对神的带领非常的敏感，无畏地跟随神的呼召。
Patrick was greatly used by God as a preacher of the Christian gospel in Ireland, and he is one of the greatest Christian ministries, or missionaries in all of church history.
的确，神也使用圣帕特里克，让他在爱尔兰宣教，他也是历史上最有名的宣教士之一。
But instead of being remembered as a great pioneer missionary, Patrick is now honored for things he did not do.
但是当今呢，人们没有把他以一个宣教士的身份来纪念，而是以一些他从来没做过的事情来纪念他。
And in fact, when I was in college way back when and at WSU, I thought that St. Patrick's Day was simply all about going out and drinking green beer, which I did a fair amount of.
他在华盛顿州立大学上大学的时候，他所知道的圣帕特里克就是说去一起喝绿色的啤酒。
But in the next few minutes, I'd like to set the record straight, and I have a lot of quotations at the end, and I was even going to leave these out, but I've been asked to keep them in. So in doing so, we're going to have St. Patrick, actually, by the time I'm done, preaching a sermon to us.
下面呢，我要讲述一些，把一些真正的历史事实，更正一些事实。在最后的时候，他要引用一些圣帕特里克自己写的一段书籍上的几段书。所以呢，我们一起要学习圣帕特里克对我们的教导。
Now to begin with, there are several things I want to point out that we should not do when we observe St. Patrick's Day coming up on the.
首先呢，在我们纪念或者纪念这个圣帕特里克节的时候，我们有几件事情我们是不应该做的。
First thing we should do is reject and push aside the false mythology that has been associated with him.
首先呢，我们应该拒绝一些假的那些迷信。
Most of these false ideas actually come from a book that was written in 1645, and they have been adopted by fact as people, but so much of it is not true at all.
一些主要的事实是来自一个小说，当时是一个叫约翰·科尔根的人写的一本小说，这个书里面记录了一个名叫帕特里克的人。
First of all, many people believe that when he ministered that Patrick used the shamrock of Ireland with its three leaves to illustrate the divine trinity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
第一个就是说，许多人认为当时圣帕特里克用那个三叶草的三片叶子来象征三位一体。
But that was probably not true at all.
但是恐怕这个根本不是事实。
By the way, Patrick leaves behind a hymn, a letter, and then a sort of a small book that is his confession of his life. And we don't find any of these things in those documents.
根据一些历史记录，圣帕特里克对自己写了一封信，叫小书。来说明他的一些信仰，但是这些书呢，当今已经找不到了。
Secondly, St. Patrick was supposedly a guy who drove all of the snakes out of Ireland.
第二件事情就是说，帕特里克到爱尔兰之后，把岛上的所有的蛇都赶出去了。
The problem with that is that there are very few snakes in Ireland, and he didn't drive them out in the first place.
实时情况，事实是爱尔兰本身就没有多少蛇，所以他也没有发现有这样的把蛇赶出去的记录。
Third thing we've been told is that when Patrick died, his reception into heaven was so great that there was light in Ireland for a full 12 days without any night.
第三个一些信仰就是说，是马特里克上天堂之后，天堂呢都给他一个巨大的接待，因为如此巨大，所以在爱尔兰有连续十二天没有黑夜。
But that didn't happen. That's sort of like the rumor that was going around for the last several years, I don't know, four or five years, that when Billy Graham died, it would be the end of the world. But Billy Graham died, and we're still here, right? I don't think it's the end. I don't think so.
所以，这些说法都是不是事实。还有一种说法就是说，葛培里死了以后，世界的末日就到了。当天我们知道葛培里刚刚过世，但是我们仍然在这里。
But after all of these myths are swept aside, what we find is a real man who really lived and is really, we have to say, much like Billy Graham in some sense, was a towering Christian and Christian minister.
但除了这些一些迷信之外，真正的圣帕特里克是一个非常伟大的宣教士，就像我们当今的葛培里一样。
Now the second thing that should happen as we understand Patrick and his life is that we reject an unscriptural view of sainthood.
第二件事情我们应该拒绝的就是说关于他的一些不符合圣经的一些说法。
Really, I think Patrick himself would have rejected this idea of raising him up and calling him a saint in some official way.
他恐怕帕特里克本人也要拒绝说把他自己高高的举起在上当作圣人敬拜。
But sainthood is, according to the Bible, a real thing, and we need to know what it truly is.
但是根据圣经，我们应该真正的知道什么是一个圣徒。
For this understanding, we can start with Jesus' prayer for his disciples in John 17, verses 15 through 17.
我们从约翰福音十七章十五到十七节，耶稣对他的门徒祷告的一段可以看出。
He prays to the Father about his disciples, and he says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify, there's the key word, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth.
在耶稣向天父为他的门徒祷告说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属于世界，正如我不属于世界，不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。这里强调的词是成圣。
Now the word saint is related to the word sanctify, and it means someone or something that has been separated or torn from something.
圣徒这个词跟那个成圣这个词是联系在一起的。成圣意思就是说某一个人跟其他的人分别出来。
And according to the New Testament, all true Christians have been separated from sin and to God through the redemptive work of Christ.
根据圣经，所有的基督徒都是从罪里面分别出来，通过耶稣基督属于神。
Consequently, we have statements like the one in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Paul writes to the church of God that is in Corinth, those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours.
在哥林多前书一章二节这么说，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召作圣徒的，以及所在所以在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
So if we have placed our faith in Christ for salvation, that means that all of us who are Christians are saints. Not just Patrick, not just a few people down through church history, but all of us.
如果我们全然的信靠耶稣基督，我们所有的人不可以被称为圣徒，不只是马德里克一个人。
Now I want to turn to the positives in related to St. Patrick, and this is where the challenge really begins for us.
下面我们要讲述一些我们应该做的一些事情，这也是我们遇到的一些挑战。
First of all, as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day each year, it should cause us to focus on the salvation which Christ has accomplished for us, the salvation which Patrick both experienced and in his ministry proclaimed.
首先，我们庆祝圣帕特里克节的时候，我们应该着重于神通过帕特里克所做的一些事情。
In fact, in the writings we have from Patrick, again, we have a hymn, we have a letter, and we have this essay or small book on his life. There are 113 references to salvation in those documents.
在圣帕德里克他自己的一些书籍，还有对关于他的一些书籍里面，有100多本书记录了他的一些这些历史的事实。
The second thing that St. Patrick's Day should remind us of is God's faithfulness.
第二件事就是我们通过帕特里克的一生，我们要认识神的信实。
And this takes us into the actual life of this man.
所以我们这样，让我们一起看一下他的一生。
When Patrick was a boy of 16 years old in Britain, he was captured by pirates and taken to Ireland.
当帕特里克16岁的时候，他被海盗逮捕，然后把他带到了爱尔兰。
Then he was sold into slavery to a Druid chieftain or king.
然后呢，他就被卖给一个叫做德鲁伊部落的一个酋长。
Then for the next 6 years, from 16 to 22, his main job was to feed swine or pigs.
然后在过去的六年的时间里面，就是从16岁到22岁这段时间里面，他的任务就是做一个奴隶来养猪。
Here's what he wrote about that. He says, it was while I ate the bitter bread of that hateful servitude in a foreign land that the light divine broke upon my benighted soul and I called to remembrance the holy things I had been taught in my home. I was 16 and knew not the true God, but in that strange land the Lord opened my eyes and I was converted.
他自己有这么的书籍里面有这么一段记录，说在异国他乡，在我扶着令人憎恶的奴役，在我吃着苦涩的面包的时候，圣灵呼唤我，呼召我，令我记起以前在家里学过的圣洁的事情。我16岁，但是我并不认识真正的认识神。我在这个异国他乡里面，神打开了我眼睛，把我彻底的改变。
And so it was during that time as a slave that Patrick truly came to Christ. And at the end of that time, he managed to escape and make his way back to his family in Britain.
就在这六年他的做奴隶的期间呢，神真正的呼召他，他真正变成一个真正的基督徒。他后来呢，找到了办法逃离了这个爱尔兰这个地方。
All of this reminds us is that even in times of great hardship and suffering, the Lord is with us, and if we look to Him, He will be faithful.
这个事实提醒我们说，即使我们在遭遇痛苦的时候，遭遇苦难的时候，神也与我们同在。
The third thing St. Patrick's Day should do for us is to encourage us to examine our own relationship with God.
第三件事情，在我们庆祝圣帕特里克节的时候，我们应该反思我们与神的关系。
As Patrick writes, sometimes after he was back home, God spoke to him in a dream concerning what he should do with the rest of his life. And in that dream, Patrick heard the Irish people calling and pleading for him to return to them. This caused him, as he said, to be struck to the heart, and he began immediately to make plans to go back to the land where he had been a slave.
当帕特里克回到英国的时候，有一天晚上，神借着梦向他说，爱尔兰人在呼求他，让他返回到爱尔兰去。这个梦直击他的心灵，使他坚决地决定，他要立回到爱尔兰去，向那里的人去宣教。
For that preparation, he went to Gaul, which is Western Europe, province of Rome at the time, and he was trained as a priest and influenced by a form of monasticism developed by Martin of Tours.
他为了这个准备这个宣教的事情，他就回到了在欧洲西部一个地方叫高卢的地方，他在那里训练做一个祭司。当时在那个地方，主要是以修道生活为的一个名着，是在跟着一个叫做图尔主教圣马丁的一个修道院的形式来进行训练。
Then when he was about 40 years old, Patrick re-entered Ireland, now as a bishop of the Christian Church and a missionary.
等他40岁的时候，帕特里克以主教的身份再次回到了爱尔兰。
So for the rest of his days, Patrick preached the gospel of Christ, crucified, risen from the dead, to his former captors, including that Druid king. He made many converts from all levels of society. He established Christian churches through the land, as well as monasteries. A tremendous influence for Christ in what at the time was a pagan land.
之后的很多年里面，他引起了让许多许多的人归为基督。他宣讲耶稣的出生、耶稣的死、耶稣的复活，不仅是这个异教的国家，甚至一些其他的一些寺院里面，他都去讲道，让整个的这个国家改变了他的信仰。
Patrick's ministry in Ireland lasted about 30 years, and finally, at the age of 70, he was martyred on March 17th, 460, and we commemorate that day with St. Patrick's Day, and he was martyred because he had defied pagan tradition. But what he leaves behind, what he left behind is an example and a testimony which should challenge us all.
帕特里克在爱尔兰宣教一共30年，然后呢，他在爱尔兰殉道，原因是他在拒绝一些异教的习俗。但是他在这30年里，他的宣教，他留下了一些事迹，值得我们今天学习，也跟我们今天的信仰一些挑战。
I want to now read through a number of paragraphs from his story that he wrote himself, which to me is a powerful sermon, a powerful testimony that we should interact with ourselves. So he begins in this part of his confession. I was taken captive to Ireland when I was about 16 years old, together with many thousands of others. At that time, I did not know the true God. There I sought him, and there I found him. I am convinced that God protected me from all evil through his Spirit who lives and works in me to this very day.
他下面要摘录一些帕特里克一个书信里面一些原文，所以我们一起来学习这个，我把它也跟他一起念一下，中文是大概翻译的。当我大约16岁的时候，我被俘虏到爱尔兰，并与其他成千上万的人一起被捕。那时我不知道真正的上帝，在那里我寻找他，在那里我找到了他。我相信上帝通过他的灵来保护我免于一切的罪恶，他的灵在我今日的生活和工作中依然的跟我在一起。
He goes on, therefore I give thanks to my God unceasingly, who has kept me faithful in times of trial, so that today I offer sacrifice to him confidently, the living sacrifice of my life to Christ my Lord, who has sustained me in all my difficulties. And so I say, who am I, Lord, and what is my calling that you should cooperate with me with such a display of divine power? Today, in the midst of heathen people, I exalt and magnify your name in all places, not only when things are going well, but also when I am under pressure.
因此，我感谢不朽的上帝，在失恋的时候使我保持信仰。因此，今天我信心十足地向他献祭，这是我将我的生命献给主作为活祭。他为我的一切困难支持我，所以我说，我是谁，主啊？我的呼召，我的呼唤，算什么？你竟与我合作，神圣的力量在我面前显示。今天在异教徒中间，我高举并夸赞你的名字，不仅在事情进展顺利的时候，而且是在我受到压力困难的时候。
He continues, whether I receive good or ill, I always render thanks to God who taught me to trust him unreservedly. His answer to my prayer inspired me in these latter days to undertake this holy and admirable work in spite of my ignorance and to imitate those who, as the Lord had foretold, would preach the gospel to all nations before the end of the world. We have seen it. It has happened. We are indeed witnesses that the gospel has been preached in remote areas and places beyond which no one has ventured.
无论我得到的是好是坏，我总是感谢上帝，他教会我毫无保留地信任他，他对我的祷告，他对我祷告的回应，激励我的余生承担这种神圣而令人敬佩的工作。尽管我的无知，并模仿那些按照主所预言的将福音传给所有国家的人，我们已经看到了，事情也发生了，我们确实的目睹福音在偏远地区传播，在这些从来无人问津的地方传播。
He goes on, how did I come by this wisdom which was not my own? I who knew neither how my life would unfold nor the wisdom of God. What was the source of the gift I was to receive later in my life? The wonderful and rewarding gift of knowing and loving God, even though it meant leaving my homeland and family.
我何竟得到这种不属于我自己的智慧？我来到这里，我既不知道自己生命如何，也不知道上帝的智慧。我后半生得到的恩赐的来源是什么？我认识到上帝的恩赐如此美好，如此值得，即使离开我的家园和家庭也在所不惜。
He answers that question. It was the overpowering grace of God at work in me and no virtue of my own which enabled all these things. I came to the Irish heathen to preach the gospel. I have had to endure insults from unbelievers. I have had heard my mission ridiculed. I have experienced persecution to the point of imprisonment. I have given up my freeborn status for the good of others. Should I be worthy, I am even ready to surrender my life promptly and gladly for his name, and it is here in Ireland that I wish to spend my remaining days if the Lord permits.
是上帝在我的工作中强有力的恩典，并没有我自己的美德。神的恩典使得所有这些东西成为可能。我来到爱尔兰异教徒宣讲福音，我不得不忍受不信人的侮辱，我听到我的灵命，我的使命被嘲笑，我经历了迫害到监禁的地步。为了他人的利益，我已经放弃了我出生的自由地位。如果我值得，我愿意，我甚至愿意为主的名果断而高兴地降服我的生活。如果主允许我，我希望在爱尔兰度过我的余生。
He concludes, in all this I am in debt to God who has given me an abundance of grace with the result that through me many people have been born again in God and later confirmed and that clergy have been ordained everywhere. All this was for a people newly come to faith whom the Lord has called from the ends of the earth as he foretold to the prophets. To you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and will say, How How false are our idols which our ancestors made for themselves, and how useless they are. And again, I have made you a light for the nations so that you will bring salvation to the ends of the earth.
在这一切中，我欠了上帝巨大的债，上帝赐予我丰厚的恩典，结果通过我，许多人重生在上帝身上，后来得到确认，并且神职人员已经在遍地被任命。所有这一切都是为了一个新的民族，正如主通过先知预言说，多国将从地极来，并且会说，我们的祖先为自己制造偶像，真是大错特错，他们毫无用处。又一次预言说，我已经让你们成为万国之光，让你们将拯救带到天涯海角。
So how should we observe St. Patrick's Day in 2 weeks? First of all, I don't care, and I don't think Patrick would care whether you wear green or not. That's irrelevant. But I think it should be a day where we reflect on this man's life and what it stood for, that we see how it applies to ourselves, and if we are willing to dedicate ourselves and everything we have to God for the sake of His kingdom and for the growth of His kingdom.
所以我们最后要说，我们在大国里待两个星期纪念圣帕特里克节的时候，我们恐怕无所谓你是不是穿绿的衣服喝绿的啤酒，重要的是我们应该思想帕特里克自己对神的事工。当我们愿意为神的事工献身的时候，我们应真正的思考这一些真正的圣帕特里克节的真正意义。
So with that, I wish you an early happy St. Patrick's Day.
所以祝大家圣帕特里克节快乐。
Example, that light. So let's take our time to 纪念圣海翠克的